Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. Now, look what it says. The refining pot is for silver. Now, what they used to do is, I think I've shared this, is the silver, they would put it in a pot, and the silversmith would get it hot and scoop out the impurities off the top. And when it would get to a pure state, the silversmith would look down, and the clearer he could see himself, that meant the impurities were being removed. It was like a mirror. See, God wants us, we've been predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And that's what the high heat in our lives, it's getting rid of the impurities so He can see His image in you and me. You see that? Now think about this. Then it says, and the furnace for gold. The furnace for gold, the furnace gets hotter than the refining pot. Gold, when it's at its the highest temperature, it will actually become transparent. You can see through it. You see that? And so when we are being under heat, you can see Jesus in us. Did you catch that? If we're transparent, you can see Jesus in us. Then he says, look, but the Lord tests the hearts. He's always testing our hearts. See that? So we're going to go through temptations. God never tempts us. It says in James chapter 3 and James chapter 1, the Lord doesn't tempt us, but He will test you. He tests your heart. Remember 1 Corinthians 10:13? There's no temptation. The word temptation means what? Trial or test. So there's no trial or test such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tried or tested beyond what you are able, but with the trial or test will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You see, you'll never enter into any situation, circumstance, anything, that you can't escape it when the Lord is with you. You see this? The word escape means to step out of. So just as fast as the temptation came, you can step out of it when you're in touch with the Lord. It says in James chapter 1, verse 14, but each one is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. This word enticed means to be lured away, like a fishing lure. If you know what those fish like, you can put it out there in front of them, and they'll take it. It means it's a fisherman's term and a hunter's term. Or it also means to be brought from under the rock. You put something and you lure them out from under a rock. That's what that word enticed means. So the devil knows what to put on the hook. He knows what bait to use to get you away from the rock. The Bible says, God is my rock and my salvation. God is my rock. The devil is always trying to get you away from the rock. Because the Lord is my rock and my refuge, place of safety and security. He is your refuge. But when you understand this and those temptations come, you're going to stay under the rock. Are you with me? Because you know that's where your protection is. Now think about this. It's your own desires. Your own desires that lure you away. Isn't that something? God wants you and I to get those under His auspices. And that's what, when we get into His nature, that's what takes place. We begin to take on His nature and escape the corruption that's in this world. Now, Tim, give me 2 Peter chapter 1, I think. Grace and peace have been multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has given to us all things. How many things? All things. Where does it come from? His divine power. Stay with me. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life. And this word life is the word Zoe, Z-O-E. And that's the God kind of life. That's the life you were created for in love. See that? The God kind of life. And when you're in that, there's fulfillment. Now stay with me. Life and godliness. Life and godliness. Godliness speaks of maturity. See that? Speaks of maturity. When that's why it's so important to mature and grow. Because it says bodily exercise, 1 Timothy 4:8 says, you don't need to go there. Bodily exercise profits little, but godly exercise profits much. For it profits for the life that now is and the life that is to come. You see, the word profit means what's left after the exchange. What's left after the exchange. I increase now, right now, and for all eternity. Through the knowledge of Him, through knowing Him, who called us by glory and virtue. He calls us by glory and virtue. This word called is to beckon. He beckons us. He calls us. He invites us. It means to invite. See that? He's calling you and me. How? By glory and virtue. What's the word glory mean? Remember? Well, God originated and intended. Back into the garden. He's calling you. He's calling you back into that. That relationship. He calls you to that. By glory and virtue. What's virtue? Moral excellence. He wants us to be. You know something my son told me? And my daughter, you know, they may be watching. I hope you're all right with this. I taught them to be virgins. And they got married. And they were. And they are and they is. Are you with me? Well, how do you know? Well, I talked to my kids. I wasn't. Nobody ever talked to me about that. You know, my dad's, my mom was pregnant. Now, my family, if you're watching, don't get, I mean, you know, we're just going to be real here. So, my mom wasn't. My dad. My mom was pregnant. My grandpa. My dad's dad. Grandma was pregnant. When I got married, guess what? She's pregnant. Just nobody knew. Just my own desires working it. Gave me one of the best things that ever happened to me, my boy and my daughter. Are you with me? Now think about this. That's called a pattern of iniquity. See? The Bible says that iniquities and sins have been passed on as 3 and 4 generations. But now catch this. When you pass on a blessing, something that comes out of his nature to your children. It goes on to thousands of generations. Did you catch that? Thousands, not three or four. Thousands. I mean, that's a no-brainer. How are you going to live? Huh? Come on. We don't want to live like Goofy. Which way did it go? Are you listening to me? We need to wake up, don't we? I want to pass on the blessing. How about you? For thousands of generations. Here's this word, excellent. Excellence, moral excellence. The state, quality, or condition of maturity and excelling. Did you hear that? The state, quality, or condition of maturing and excelling. Superiority. Superiority. Super above the ordinary. You and I are called to live above the ordinary. You catching that? Now listen to me. That's what virtue is. Virtue. Listen. He calls us by glory and virtue. Give me the next one. By which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Through lust. You know what the lust is? Your own desires. That's what the lust is. It's not talking about pornography and a man and just lusting after a man or lusting after. That's part of it, but that's not all it's talking about. It's your desires. Now, think about this. So when we take on this divine nature, we can escape our own desires. Listen, listen. Remember what's escape? Step out of. I can step out of my own desires. We take on his nature. See, God wants you to live out of his nature. See, we're in Ephesians 4:24, it says we've been created in righteousness. That's his nature. See that? When you're born again, you're created in righteousness. So now you have the potential to live out of his nature. You have it in you. 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things have passed away, all things have become new. All things. How many things? That's in his nature. You can live that way. Now listen. Why is that important? God wants you to live that way every day. You see, God doesn't want you ashamed of something in your family from your childhood and pride and fear and all that. God wants you free. And when you're in his nature, that's just what it does. His divine power now is going to flow through you. Now think about this. You escape. What do you escape? You escape the corruption that's in the world system. What's the corruption? Listen, the corruption means to erode. The word corruption means to erode. It means to rot. It means to decay. What's eroding, what's rotting, and what's decaying? The will of God in your life. Oh, what's keeping you from what he originated and intended? Oh, you see, when you're in his nature, you're in that. There's fulfillment. There's life. But when you get out of that, and you're not escaping that, the erosion, the decaying, and the rotting begins to take place. Listen to me. His divine power comes when you're in that nature. Nature. When you're in the nature of God, you're transparent. You're real. Lies can't get in. Negativity can't get in. You start to see it working. The divine power. And that's what takes place. Are you listening to me? When you get into His nature and it begins to flow through you, His divine power is helping you to escape the erosion, the corruption, the decaying of His will in your life. And now you're in it and you're fulfilled and you're right in the center of what He created you for. Don't matter what happened back there. You got to understand this. I'm preaching a little bit today. But I really want you to understand this. Because when we understand this, it's freedom. Your identity. You see that? Who you are is in that nature. It's in that nature. Now, give me the next verse, Timothy. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith. No. Let's go to, you can read that later yourself. I'm going to go somewhere else. Let's go to Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in all knowledge and discernment. Now wait, stay with me. This is the love of God he's talking about here. Unconditional. He wants that to abound. The word abound means have a copious supply. Flowing over. Just coming out of you. I'm telling you. I don't care if you've only been a Christian 1 year. That can flow out of you. Now, listen to me. Still more and more in all knowledge and discernment. Now listen to me, discernment. Now, in Hebrews 5:13, it says that babes only desire milk. And that's somebody who's new in the faith. And they don't want to grow, they don't want to mature. It says babes only desire milk and are unskilled in the word of righteousness, for they are only babes. The word babe means, is the Greek word napios, which means not able to talk. People who don't want to grow and mature in their faith can hurt people more in the church, more than the people in the world, with their gossip, with their tongues and what they say about judging people. And are you listening? When you don't grow, you hurt people. But it goes on to say, but those who are of mature age, because they have exercised their senses, because they're into solid food, they're growing, they're receiving the word of God, they're eating the meat of the word, they're growing. It says their discernment now is able to discern good and evil. You see, when you grow and mature, your discernment level comes up. You recognize the wrong thing as soon as it shows up. You can smell what they're stepping in. Are you listening to me? You see it, and you know. But if you don't ever mature, you're going to be swallowing the wrong thing all the time. You're going to be taking the wrong thing all the time. And you can create more problems. You know why I know this is true? I've been a pastor for 24 years. 4 years at another big church, and now here 20. I see it. That's why I'm so trying to help people grow and trying to mature. I haven't arrived. It's just I'm in a process. Now, stay with me. Give me the next one. That you may approve the things that are excellent. Remember, excellent speaks of maturity and excelling. Now listen. That you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. Now, this word approve, pass the test. God wants you to pass the test. When you pass the test, now watch, prove the things that are excellent, maturing and excelling, you're passing the test, now watch, and that you may be sincere. God wants you to be sincere. Now look at this. I remember when the first time I went to India, we arrived there on a Thursday, and they had me scheduled to preach and teach at a women's conference on Friday night. They said there's going to be anywhere from 200 to 300 women there, and there was. Well, I taught on this very thing, being sincere and not being offended. Now, at the end of the teaching and preaching, quite a few women came up, but there was one in the front. And she came in, and her eye was swollen closed, and she could just barely see. It was just a little, it looked like an MMA guy. You ever see those when they get their eyes really? They could just barely see through their eye. Her eye was swollen and bruised. And I remember that face, and I remember her looking at me. It's very vivid. I mean, she was looking at me, but she heard what I said. And Prasad was the interpreter, because she only spoke Telugu. And so I taught on this word sincere. This word sincere has a very interesting origin. Now, it means, in Latin, no wax. Now think about this. So, that you may be sincere. It comes from an origin of an art culture that they would take these sculpture heads and they would chip them out and they would make these sculpture heads. And if the artist was chipped off the nose, piece of the nose, they would crush it into powder. And they would take hot wax and pour it into that crushed powder and let it cool and put it on there. You couldn't tell by looking at it than anything had ever been done to it. You couldn't tell. And so the people that would buy the art exchanged a lot of gold and silver because it was costly. It took over 100 hours to get one of these completed. So now think about this. So they would have this market like a flea market. And so the people who purchased this art caught on that the artists were making mistakes and putting wax where they were making mistakes. So they put a little heat box up. They would heat these coals up to 1,000 degrees. And before they would purchase that art, they would put it into that heat box and apply all that heat. And if nothing melted away, that meant it was a sincere piece of art. But if the nose melted away, it meant it was not sincere. You see? That's the way he wants you to be with his love. He wants you to be sincere with him and with people. See that? And the heat's going to come because you're going to be tested. Because let me tell you something. He didn't purchase you with gold and silver. He purchased you with the blood of Jesus. You see that? You've been bought with the blood of Jesus. He purchased you back, and now he's watching over you. And your heart's going to be tested to see if it's sincere. Why? I remember the woman that had the eye. Pastor Prasad was standing there with her, and he said, Pastor Fred, she said she traveled almost 100 miles to get here. Because she heard a minister from the United States was coming. He was telling me all this. And he said before she left, her husband beat her. He was a Buddhist. And he didn't want her to go hear this gospel. Are you listening to me? She looked at me and she said in Telugu, and I saw the fear of God in her eyes. I can see it right now. And Pastor Fred said, she told me to tell you she will remain sincere forever. I about jumped out of my shoes. You see this? We're going to go through things. It's really about where you are with God and how you love people. Right? It's where it is. Stay in that nature. When we operate in that nature, you'll see things, you'll say, man, this Christian life. Are you listening to me? It protects you. It protects you. That nature. You know, the presence of God is, when you're in the presence of God, it says in His presence, He will show you the path of life. You know, the word presence in the Old Testament and the New Testament means face. 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 That's right, young man. But now listen. Your face reflects the nature you are most aware of. Did you get that? Your face is a reflection of the nature you are most aware of. If you're running around and an old stick in the mud, that's because you're still up in that old nature. But if you got a little bit of joy up in there, when we are in His presence, things change. Doesn't matter what anybody has done to you. You're responsible. Your response is your responsibility. You can't control what happens to you. You can control how you respond. You see that? Now, if you have been hurt. You've been hurt by anybody. And you walk around in it, rehearsing it in your head and nursing it. That's a sign you've been offended. God wants to set you free so you can go forward and fulfill His will in your life. Now think about this. In the Old Testament, when a priest would get wounded, they had to stop ministering until the wound was healed because they risked passing on the infection. We see, that's the way it is now. As believers, we are all priests. If you're going to be effective in your ministry, which we all have ministry of reconciliation, you have to deal with wounds in your life. See that? It's the same thing. And when you deal with those wounds, now you're in a position to really help somebody. See, if you don't deal with your deal, you can't help people. So let's go out today in His nature. Amen? Have a blessed week. Thank you for tuning in. Amen? Amen.
Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.